The Week at World's End, written by Emma Carroll and read by Venice Van Someren. It was after tea on a school night when I found the dead body. I'd gone out to the shed to fill up the coal bucket, which was as good an excuse as any to escape our kitchen for a moment's peace. Being a Tuesday, we'd had just pie and mash for tea, and being a day with a Y in it, my big sister Bev was arguing about why it wasn't her turn to do the dishes. Our terrier, Flea, an excellent listener, was waiting patiently for any leftover pie. And all Mum did was turn the radio up louder. It was that new Beatles song again, the one that went, "Love, love me do," which, with the clatter of plates and smell of mashed potato, was giving me a headache. Outside, the evening was inky black. The air had a bite of frost to it, and the only sounds were the distant hum of cars, next door's water gurgling down the drain. I stood for a moment, enjoying how peaceful it was not to hear Bev yakking on, or the radio playing hit song after hit song because Mum, who hated silence, barely switched it off since Dad died. I went down the two steps to the shed and opened the door, only now switching on my torch. I was checking for spiders, mostly. Certainly wasn't expecting anything else to appear in the torchlight. But it did. Something woolly and green. A bobble hat. Took a tiny step closer. My heart began to thunder. The hat was on a person's head. They were lying against a coal heap facing the far wall. All I could see was the jut of a cheekbone. A coat collar turned up against the cold. A muddy hand that looked more like a freshly dug potato than anything human. The person wasn't moving. They were either very fast asleep or dead. I backed out of the shed faster than any spider could make me move. With the door shut and bolted, I caught my breath. I tried to think. The sensible thing to do would be to go straight back inside and tell Mum, who'd rush round to our next door neighbours and ask to use their telephone to call the police. But I'd never seen a dead body. And I was curious for a look, just quickly, just to be sure. Though I was far too scared to go back in the shed by myself. So I did the unsensible thing. I went across the street to my best friend Ray's. He'd never seen a dead body either. And I knew he'd be up for it, given half a chance.